James Brown tracks. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying I've been doing a tribute to James Brown as well, just on my off time, just because I like James. I got that on YouTube. If you check out YouTube, Ronnie Canada, I Feel Good, or Get Up Off of That Thing.
Yes, I saw
that. Me with a wig on like James.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah, the hair suits you.
Well, you know, hey, I used to have hair back then in the days with the Blue Nose. I mean, we all had Jerry curls.
Oh, yeah, the suckers. We used to call them the suckers hairstyle.
Jerry curl with the beard. Matter of fact, the same lady who used to do Michael Jackson's hair used to do my hair.
Really? That means you had tresses and tresses of Jerry curl juice all over the place, is that
Jerry
right?
Jerry curl juice jumping all down my neck, man. The pillowcases was all clogged up with Jerry curl juice, man. I had to get that stuff off my head.
Oh, dear. Sleeping with a waterproof pillowcase, eh?
You know what I'm saying.
Right. Okay, what's the future for Ronnie Canada? Because you're not stopping at all. You're constant. You're like a locomotive, aren't you?
Well, you got to keep on going, man. Like I said, you know, as we've lost a lot of the great soul singers, you know, they're going like flies, man. And I just thank God every day, man, that I'm still alive to see another day and keep doing what I'm doing.
Of course.
But what I'm trying to do is break through and get on the Northern Soul Circuit and start working this and put my Caviar group together. I'm in search of some members for Caviar right now so I can put my band together and start getting on some of these big Northern Soul shows.
Well, I've got plans for you, man. I've got plans for you. As you know, I've been, you know, off the record, we've been trying to get some of the connections out there and getting that Caviar flavor, that Caviar soul show back on the road. I mean, how successful have you really been with the gathering of the Caviar members? Has it been a slow boil?
It's a slow process right now because I need the right people. I need the right people with the right voices. I got a couple of guys in mind, but they're in the States. But like I said, I have to like hand pick them and make sure that every voice fits the sound of the group. As you know, it's a 5-man group with the girl, just like Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes with Sharon Page, because the girl who was in the group at the time, Valerie Rouse, who's singing on the album, you know, we've got a son together. My son is 26 years old, and he's singing now as well. So,
oh, great.
She's singing gospel now, so she's doing her thing. There's two guys that was in the group, Max Goody and Tony Sharp, which I'm trying to locate. I don't know if they're still alive or where they are, but I've been trying to get in touch with these guys, you know. But other than that, I've got to put a whole new Caviar group together. But I'm the original lead singer, so... And every group, you got to have that original lead singer. You know what's going on in the industry right now because there's so many shakers and fakers out there.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Ronnie, in relation to passing the banner on to your family, I know you got a son doing some rapping, as you mentioned before. How successful is that, and how far down the line is that going to be, or how far down the line has that been successful?
Well, I've been trying to get him a record deal right now, because you know I'm with Essential Media Group Records, because you know Boogie Time Records, the first company that put that album out was Phil at Boogie Times. He asked me if I could get that album, he would put the album out for me, so he did that, and I'm thankful to Phil at Boogie Time Records for doing that. But Paul Klein and Rama Barak, Essential Media Group Records, for some reason, Paul Klein bought the rights to Never Stop Loving You, Survivor Records, Mr. Frank Hart, who ran the company, the label. So now Paul and Essential Media Group Records took the album over and remastered it. And as you can see, they put Never Stop Loving You out again as a single with all of the acapellas and everything, which I just did over. And they're pushing me right now. You know, we got a new record coming out on October the 12th. If you Google it up, it's called Baby Squeeze Me by Blazing Black Fire. B-L-A-Z-E-I-N-G Black Fire. Blazing Black Fire, which is me singing the lead vocals on it as well. And it's coming out on Essential Media Group Records as well.
Ah, so you got so much things planned as well. How much of the balance would you say the nostalgic Caviar style and your new dance style, how much effort, or not, I can't say effort, but how much of a balance are you putting in on the old school and the new school? What sort of equilibrium are you rolling with?
Well, I'm doing both, because I just come back from doing a gig now. So I'm doing, basically right now, my show consists of I'm doing a lot of the OJs, Temptations, Drifters. I got a mixture of stuff I'm doing. I'm not singing anything off the Caviar album right now because what I do need, if I work it, I need the playbacks. I need a live band to duplicate this stuff because it's like, we did this in 1981.
It's hard to duplicate, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I can still sing those songs, though. I can still sing them, but like I said, it's like, I was what, man, I was 27 years old back then.
Okay, well, you don't sound a day over 35.
Well, I'm still moving and grooving.
Still doing your thing.
I can still out dance some of these young boys.
Was you a dancer back in the day?
I've been dancing shaker. All my life. Dancing and singing, theater. I've done the musicals. You know, I'm just church, gospel groups. You know, because I'm writing a lot of gospel as well right now, which I want to really do a gospel album at some point in time.
Okay. So how was it in your household probably 35 years ago? How was it in your household? Was your household saying, Ronnie, get to church?
Well... 35 years ago, looking back, 35 years ago, I was on the road with the Drifters.
Ah.
I came to Mallorca, Palma de Mallorca, in 1985 with the first Drifters group I ever sung with, Bobby Ruffin, who was the cousin of David Ruffin and Jimmy Ruffin. He brought us to Spain, Palma de Mallorca. We did 2 years, 6 months a year. Then we went to Mexico, formed in Mexico. And everybody started living over here in Europe, and I went back home and recorded my first solo record, which was I Don't Believe It in 1987.
Okay.
But like I said, then I've also sung with Betty Wright stage with Betty. We did a duo on this album that Marlon Jackson, Michael Jackson's brother, produced an album on Epic Records on Betty. And he had this one single on there called I Promise You, which I had to perform it live with Betty on a live show in Fort Pierce, Florida before.
Oh. Wow, you're full of history, man. We could rap for hours, I'm sure. But going back to the question, I probably didn't make myself clear. Growing up in your household, church, was that something that was predominant in your household, religion, that may have helped inspire you with your style as it is today?
Oh, yes. Very much so. Like I said, it all started in the church. Gospel, like I said, when I started going to church, singing with the gospel group, singing with the choir, it gave me more confidence and it gave me more soul.
Ah, there you go. More soul.
More soul. Because I sung with this reverend, the bishop now, Bishop Robert Hubbard. He was with a very famous gospel group called the Raymond Raspberry Singers. And he had his group that he formed in the church called the Hubbard Singers. And that's where I really started getting my real gospel roots together, singing with him.
Brilliant. So you're a religious man, would you say? Is that something that obviously will give you more of inspiration to put out your messages through your music?
Oh yes. Brilliant. You got to put God in it, I'm saying.
Of course.
Without God, I don't think there is no soul. Okay.
You hit the nail on the head, Ronnie. You hit the nail on the head. Without God, there is no soul, of course.
There's no soul.
What's for the future now, Ronnie? What's the plan?
The future right now, I need to get out here with this Caviar group. And like I said, I'm pushing all the dance stuff that I'm doing right now. I'm constantly recording, signing a few new deals right now. Right now, I've been very consistent, you know, because I've had like back-to-back releases out from December of 2008, right through 2009, all the way into 2010. Right now, we got some new releases taking us right into 2011. I'm on two new albums with Judge Jules as well, which is Bring the Noise, singing a song called Gotta Be Heard, the first track on there, which is on the Gatecrasher compilation 1993 to 2009 as well, called Gotta Be Heard, the same track. But it's on Warner TV label, which is Warner Brother Records.
Warner Brother Records, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, working with these guys, you know I'm in the Northern Soul books as well. I got the book right here. If you've got a copy of this, if you look in there, you'll see the Northern Soul Price Guide by Brown and Coppell.
All right.
You got Never Stop Loving You and All I Want Is You is both. Both of those songs are in this book.
Okay.
And then we got the popular, we got the Virgin Encyclopedia of Popular Music and the Virgin Encyclopedia of Dance Music. If you look in those under Judge Jules, you'll see some of my other stuff, Self Destruction. But we've made a bit of history.
Yeah, I can tell, and I can see every time I put on my computer and put in Ronnie Canada, you are constantly popping up all over on all the browsers, man. It's unbelievable how popular you are. Great achievement, great achievement, great lifetime span of musical entertainment for decades, Ronnie. So, my hat goes off to you. You know, you've definitely inspired me as a DJ and DJ for several, well, many years I've been a DJ. And I came across Caviar many years ago, but at the time it was quite rare to get. And so I know it got released in 82. So
yeah.
Why would you say it was so hard to get back then?
Well, see, I don't know. The thing about that album, okay, when the first album was supposed to have been released, right? Something went wrong with the record company, which Frank Hart wanted to release the whole album. And John Atkins, he took the album back and wouldn't let him put the album out for some reason. So the only track that was released off of there was Never Stop Loving You. And like I said, Frankie Crocker broke the record. And I heard the record in America. It was playing big time. And like I said, I never really thought about that record again. I sung it when I went back to Cleveland, I think in 1983. I was singing that record from 83 with a live band. I had the record kicking, and then all of a sudden I just stopped singing the song, and I thought the song had died.
No chance. No chance.
Until I put it in Google one day. I said, something told me, let's see if I can find Never Stop Loving You on any website. And I went in and I put it in, and I seen I'm on some compilations that I don't even have.
Well, you would find that because the bootleg market, especially when the album or track isn't readily available, you'd find that bootlegs was going to be happening all over the world or all at any time, to be honest. So don't be surprised, Ronnie. Don't be surprised.
Well, I just want to get out there and work that record.
Well, we're going to work it on Colourful, definitely. We're going to work it on quite a few radio stations and with the input what we can run. I tell you, you know, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. I'm trying to work some magic for you anyway, as you know.
Well, thank you very much, Elijah. I need your help.
Yeah, you got my hat, man. You got my hat putting out to all the masses out there who the masses being the connoisseurs, because this is a connoisseur album, and I'm glad Boogie Times have put it out as well. But being connoisseurs and collectors, especially when it comes to music, everyone wants the original. And okay, you can get the CDs out there, but everyone likes vinyl. And I'm a vinyl man. I'm still a traditionalist, but I'm still also an independent player as well. So any format, but for the collection and for a collection or a copy to stay on the racks, in cling film, in cling film, without being touched, that's what I'm looking for. So, you know, if you can point me in a direction, maybe for a copy my way.
Okay.
Definitely.
Do you have it?
Well,
I don't have it on vinyl.
Well,
you know what? When I first had those records, when they was first, they gave me a box of records. I had the 45s and I had some 12 inches back in the day. And what you find yourself doing is giving them away to all your friends and all your families, not knowing that they're going to become collector's items.
Collector's items. They are. That is a collector's item, because the reason why Boogie Times have released it, because it's hard to get. And, you know, you won't see it on eBay. You won't see it on some of these collector sites. You will see it on the collector sites, but you won't see the original on a collector site. Definitely a classic piece. Definitely a classic piece, Ronnie.
Well, I'm just glad that I made that kind of history in my lifetime.
Well, I hope you put out a modern-day Caviar album where it's still got that nostalgic edge, still got a nostalgic style, and, something that's going to be a collector's for another 45 years. You think that's possible?
Yeah, that's one of the plans. Matter of fact, me and Paul Klein at Essential Media Group Records was talking about, he wants to keep Caviar going, and he wants me to keep it going, so that's why I say I need to put my group together. And if there's anybody out there listening, y'all want to be a member of Caviar, K Can you sing? Get in touch with us. Get in touch with Elijah and get in touch with me. Because if I put this Caviar group together, it's got to be a class act, just like Caviar. It's got to be class. And we're going to be recording more albums.
Brilliant. Ronnie, I want to be a member of your group. You can put me as the man who plays the triangle with the ting. Is that possible?
You got a job already.
Okay, words of wisdom, Ronnie, before you go.
Yeah.
What would you say to the listening public out there or up-and-coming artists who want to get into something, what you're doing, the music industry, stay long-term in the music industry? What words of wisdom can you push out there for us?
Learn the business. Learn the business. Write your songs. Make sure that you're really true to yourself. And make sure you make the right deals.
And hold on to your publishing, no doubt.
Hold on to your publishing, get your publishing company, and make sure you get your business. So, listen, Carl Maduri. Okay, Carl Maduri, who was the president of Sweet City Epic Records, who I did Slashlick and Wicked, he had the group Wild Cherry play that funky music, White Boy, which we were on the same label with. I remember he told me once, and it's always stuck in my mind and in my heart since he said that. He said, listen. Okay, he had a pencil in his hand and said, hey, I'm trying to get a hit on you fellas. And I'm thinking like, wow, this is my very first record. I'm going to get a hit. Wow. He said, but it's 98% business, 2% talent.
That's right. That is most definitely correct. Well, Ronnie, I know we could probably talk for ages, but time is short, man. I'm going to be... I tell you, I'm going to be playing some of more of your music before the night's through. But, Ronnie, I'm going to definitely speak to you soon again. And no doubt, hook me up whenever, however you want to do it, through Facebook, through the website, and through Colourful. Brilliant. Thanks for calling. Thanks for keeping the music alive for all these years. Thanks for keeping it truthful. Thanks for keeping it colourful.
Hey, thank you, Elijah, for the interview. And it's been a pleasure. And keep pushing that Caviar album for me. And all the fans out there, if you want to see Caviar, get in touch with Elijah because we're coming to a theater near you.
No doubt. In the UK.
In the UK.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Ronnie, I'll speak to you soon. Thanks for the time. And we'll catch up soon.
And I would love a copy of this interview. Thank you very much.
I'm going to send it to you. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you very much, Elijah.
See you later.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.